This Torah class is brought to you by TorahAnytime.com.
Welcome, everyone. Good morning. Parshas Nasai, amazing Divrei Torah from the Sefer Pnine Kedem on Parshas Nasai. The Parsha in Perakei Pasuk Yud Beis juxtaposes two interesting subjects. It talks about the importance of giving Maaser v'ish es kadashav lo yiyu. And then it says ish ish kisista ishtai. It juxtaposes two subjects, the subject of giving Maaser and the subject of Soita. What do these two subjects have in common? How are they connected? If you look through Shas, the Gemara brings on the pages of Shas two ways for somebody to acquire Ashiros. One, by giving Maaser properly. Two, honoring one's wife. Like the Gemara says in Baba Basra, Ikiru lan shaychu ki hechi detis asaru. So, honoring one's wife and giving Maaser. So, somebody might get into their head, we have a great idea, forget about Maaser. We'll just buy our wife nice clothing. And that's how we become wealthy. We'll keep all the Maaser to ourselves and we'll spend a lot of money buying the wife nice clothing. The problem, though, is if you keep your Maaser to yourself and you give all your money on your wife's clothing, she's going to have very extravagant clothing. It's going to lead to Soita. Therefore, you're better off giving Maaser to become wealthy. It's better off to become wealthy by giving Maaser than spending excessively on one's wife's clothing. That's the Hemshech of the Psukim. Ish es kadashav lo yiyu. Chazal said that's referring to someone who is ma'akev his masrois, but he still wants to become wealthy by honoring his wife. So the pasuk warns, no, that could lead to soita. That could lead to soita. Okay, second idea. The Gemara in Ksuba says on Daf Chav Daled Amud Beis, Zar hanoisei es kapav oiver ba'aseh. So the Rishonim ask, what do you mean? Rabbi Yossi says in Shabbos Kuf Yud Ches, Miyamai lo yavarti al divrei chaverai. I never violated the request of my friend. Even though I know I'm not a Kohen, if they would say, Alei leduchan ani oila. Alei leduchan, he would be oila, but he's not a Kohen. B'chal ha'oiver zar hanoisius kapav oiver ba'aseh. In your Rabbeinu Yerucham, Rabbeinu Yerucham has a different gersa. Rabbeinu Yerucham, his gersa that Rabbi Yossi says, not she'eni kayen, not afal pi she'edea ani ba'atzmi she'eni kayen, even though I know I'm not a kayen. He would say, afal pi she'edea ani she'eni kedai, I'm not worthy. He's not talking about the duchen of kayhanim, he's talking about the podium. That if they would ask him to speak, he would speak, even though he's not worthy to speak. So, according to Rabbeinu Yerucham's Gersa, there's no problem Rabbi Yossi was violating duchening, even though he's not a Kohen, he was never asked to duchen. That's not the situation. Rabbi Chaim Volozhiner, it's brought in the Yarchoin Habe'er. Yarchoin Habe'er. Yisa Hashem Panav Elecha. Brachos Daf Chaf Amud Beis. HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, why do I show favoritism to the Jewish people? I wrote in the Torah, they'll eat, they'll be satiated, and they'll bless. And they're medakdek to be mevarech ad kezayis v'ad kebeya. The Lashon of the Gemara is, he medakdekim al atzmam. They're medakdek on themselves. Why the Lashon on themselves? Says Reb Chaim V'Lashonar. Even though it says, Visavata, they're machmer on themselves, that even if they eat a kezayis or a kebeah, they still bench. But legabe others, even though it says by giving tzedakah, v'yachlu b'sharecha visaveyu, they don't say, okay, I'll just give a kezayis or a kebeah. But we're machmer to give tzedakah, kikar b'pundyayin, like it's mavur in peah, parag ches mishnah zayin. They're not mistapek visaveyu. Because I is ukabeya. They're only medaktik al atzmam because I is ukabeya. Interesting, this is a Dvar Torah from the Beis Halevi that's quoted in the Yarchoin Habe'er, brought in the Sefer Pnine Kedem. Gemara and Brachis says on Laman Alpha Mabez that Chana spoke harshly klape mala. Like it says, she prayed to Hashem, she was hiticha dvarim klape mala. Says the Briska Rav, you could say Chana's kavano was l'toiva. The Gemara says that Chana said, Imra'a tira, Amar Rabbi Lazar, Chana said to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, if you see good, otherwise you'll see, I'll go into seclusion, I'll seclude myself before Elkanah, and then I'll drink the Saita waters, and you'll have to give me children. So then, that means Chana was batuach, she'll have a ben. Her question though was, she would prefer Hashem to give it to her without going into seclusion, because if she becomes suspected of adultery and she goes through the process of soita, she'll have a child, but then Hashem's name will need to be erased. Therefore, Vatispala Chana al Hashem. Chana wasn't davening for herself. She knew she would have a child. She was davening for Hashem, then Hashem's name would not have to be erased. She was batuach on her own, but she wanted to have it done in a way that Hashem's name would not have to be erased. Now, v'yaseim l'cha shalom. The Gemara Bracha says on Daf Nun Vav, if you see a pot in a dream, you should anticipate shalom. Why dafka a pot? There's no greater roidev shalom than a pot, because a pot is able to make peace, says Rav Mardcha Benet, between fire and water. If you have a dream and you see a pot, yitzape l'shalom. Okay, and now, here's another one. Kafachas, asara zahav mleya ketoires. Why by each day, when it says that what the Nasi brought, Ta'aras kesef achas shoshim le'yam mishkal mizrak echad kesef shimshagav shneihem mileyim soiles. We emphasize shneihem mileyim soiles. They're both full of flour. But when we add them up, Perek Zayin, in Pasuk Pei Dalet Pei Vav, it says, Zayis chanukas ha-mizbeach b'yom himashach ha-yisoy meyes nesiyei Yisrael ka'ara his kesef shtei mesrei. When we talk about the total number of karos kesef, we don't say meleim soiles. It only says ka'apoisav shtei mesrei melei ois ketoires. Only by the golden spoons it says meleia ketoires. But by the ka'arois it doesn't say meleim soiles. It only says meleim soiles when they brought on each day. But by the ketoires, it says it by each day and by the sum tally of all the offerings. Says Rabbi Elazar Flackels in Shas Tshuvas Tshuva Me'ava, Chelek Beis, Min Reish Pei Tes, something astounding. The Nesiim brought everything on the first day, but then they brought everything to the Mikdash on the first day, and then that each respective Nasi brought their Karban on each day. If on the day of the anointing they would have brought the soiles would have become pasul belina. So on the first day when they brought all the ingredients, they didn't bring the soiles. They only brought the soiles on the day they offered it. But there's no concept of lina by ketoires. So they were able to bring it on day one. The ketoires they brought on day one, the soiles they didn't bring until the day they were makrovit. So therefore, on each day it says Malayim Soiles, Malayim Ketoires. But on the first day that they brought everything, they could only bring the Ketoires. They couldn't bring the Soiles. If they would have brought the Soiles, it would have become puzzle with Lina. So we learned one piece from Rav Tzvi Hirsch of the juxtaposition of Meiser and Soita. Don't ignore Meiser to become wealthy by buying your wife nice clothing, because excessive purchasing could lead to soita. We saw the piece on Kaisavarchu, the Rabbeinu Yeruchim's Girsa, that Rabbi Yossi says not afalpi sheyodei ani ba'atzmi she'eini koyein, but afalpi sheyodei ani ba'atzmi she'eini kedai. We saw Reb Chaim Volozhiner on Yisa Hashem Panov Elecha, that's three, on the piece of a pot. A pot represents peace, which is four. We saw the Kaf Achas Asar Maleha Ketores, which is five. Five amazing pieces of the Sefer Penine Kedem on Parshas Nasai. Okay? I want to take the opportunity to invite everyone tonight at 8:30. The tonight share is on the subject of the Karbonos of the Nesiim. Maybe we'll call it Deja Vu, Not All Over Again. And have a great day. Bracha v'atzlacha. Kol tov.
You've just experienced another Torah class brought to you by TorahAnytime.com.